For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The city of Timmins is heading off any conflict between hockey and other uses for two of its arenas. Council has approved $425,000 for ice cover flooring at the Mac and the Sportsplex. City Clerk Steph Palmeter says the new material will work better than what's currently used.
Sometimes we have issues with, say, for instance, in the spring where we have our sportsman show, if we have our local hockey team making the deep playoff run, we'll be able to put this on the ice and then you'll be able to drive on it without any damage or any impact on the ice or the flooring.
Palmeter adds that it will also be in and out faster than the current covering. The 200 or so people who live in Gardner, north of Cochrane, want a solution to service disruptions to the Gardner Ferry, one of the last cable ferries in the country and most northerly in Ontario, is their lifeline crossing the Abitibi River as part of Highway 579. Temiskaming Cochrane MPP John Vantoff says it's also used by people who own camps in the area, as well as Hydro and the ONTC. They've all had to deal with recent breakdowns.
Caught people by surprise, stranded people, and what really frustrated the users was the detour that was suggested, in their words, impassable.
Vantoff says he'll ask the Transportation Ministry for an update on the ferry's condition and its maintenance schedule. A new study called Running on Empty warns that Ontario hospital workers are in turmoil as they deal with a staffing crisis. The study, done for QP and the Ontario Council of Hospital Unions, says worsening working conditions and surging patient volumes without a sufficient increase in staffing is leading to workers taking care of more patients and working overtime, causing exhaustion and burnout. The president of QP's hospital division, Michael Hurley, says the government needs to act now.
This situation doesn't get better without adding staff, and that would mean adding resources. We also need to add hospital beds, frankly. You know, we have the fewest of those as well, and that's why there's such a backlog and a wait for people to get in. That's why there's hallway medicine.
The union says quality of care is also being affected. And beginning Monday, you'll have another opportunity to catch up on the local news of the day at the end of the day. Country 93.1 introduces a 6 p.m. newscast that day. So if you missed the newscast at 4 and 5 o'clock, you can still hear what's been going on during the day from your local news leader. We'll also continue posting the podcast version of the 5 o'clock news every weekday within minutes of it airing on Country 93.1. Just click on Newscast on mytimmonsnow.com.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.